Restoring rivers damaged by pollution, dams, and agriculture is a growing industry in the United States. A new study shows at least $1 billion is spent each year on repairing broken waterways. But it is not clear if that money is producing useful results, as NPR's David Malikoff reports.
It's time to plant trees.
Yeah.
Get your fingers dirty.
In an abandoned cow pasture in rural Maryland, a team of river doctors has come to the aid of a very sick stream. The patient's name is Little Pipe Creek, and just one of its ailments is severe erosion. Logging and overgrazing have left the creek's banks bare and crumbling. They're choking the water with silt and pollutants that eventually will end up in the Chesapeake Bay. To help save the creek and the bay, members of Maryland's Conservation Corps are using power tools to dig holes along the bank for more than 500 willow and dogwood saplings.
If you guys want to throw these in the ground, just make sure the dirt's packed well around them so there's no air pockets or anything.
Kevin Smith manages the project for Maryland's Department of Natural Resources. He says the goal is to speed the return of the streamside forest that once held the soil in place and filtered out pollutants.
If we just walked away and left it alone, trees may come and volunteer on their own, but it's going to take quite some time to do that. So this is really just kind of giving it an ecological kick.
Smith's project is just one of thousands of river restoration projects that have been launched over the last few decades in the United States. But for a long time, nobody made a systematic effort to track all those projects or to figure out what was working and what wasn't. That changed a few years ago when some academic scientists decided to assemble a massive national database of stream projects. To coordinate the project, they turned to Emily Bernhardt, who's now a professor at Duke University.
I don't think any of us had an idea, even to the order of magnitude, how much river restoration is occurring in the U.S., because there was a lot of unknowns about just what was going on.
It took Bernhardt's team several years to find out what was going on. Now they have a detailed list of 37,099 restoration projects. In the current issue of the journal Science, the researchers report that most of the projects are small and involve less than a mile of stream. But some are big. They use bulldozers and even giant boulders to reshape long stretches of river. That kind of work is expensive. It can cost $1 million per mile. Bernhardt says such big projects have helped make river restoration a big business.
We discovered that we're spending about $1 billion a year on river restoration. That's probably a conservative estimate.
The money goes to projects like Little Pipe Creek, which has cost about $200,000. Often the aim is to restore what experts call ecological services. Healthy rivers reduce floods, provide clean drinking water, and nurture fish and wildlife. But Bernhardt says it's hard to know if restoration spending is actually doing that, because often there aren't follow-up studies.
We're not monitoring individual projects. We're not sharing the information from these projects. And therefore, sort of the whole enterprise of restoration is not as effective as it could be if we had a more coordinated approach.
In the worst case, Bernhardt says the people who do restoration work may not be learning from each other's mistakes. That can lead to expensive failures that leave a river worse off than it was before. It can also encourage what some experts call plastic fruit restorations. They may look pretty, but they don't work.
We don't want plastic fruit. We want actual apples and oranges. We want to have our streams actually providing these key services that are motivating all of this tremendous amount of funding that's going into restoration. Something could be very aesthetically attractive and not really function as an ecosystem at all. It could be pretty dead.
The researchers hope that their study will lead state and federal agencies, which pay for most restoration projects, to put more money into follow-up studies. They say the investment will pay off in the future. And Bernhardt says there are still plenty of rivers that need plenty of help.
Before I got involved in restoration, I was in the camp that said, you know, if we can just leave it alone, it'll fix itself, because rivers are very good at repairing themselves. But in fact, without intervention, many of our degraded streams are never going to become healthy ecosystems again, and they do need a kickstart to get them moving in the right direction.
Along Little Pipe Creek, Kevin Smith says his restoration appears to be going well. But it's not clear how much money he'll have to document the results.
It's very difficult for us to get monitoring money, and that's not good.
His team will be watching to see if the new trees survive and reduce erosion. But unless long-term monitoring becomes a routine part of restoration budgets, he may never know if his trees are actually helping the Chesapeake Bay. David Malikoff, NPR News.